Just what does it mean to have a close walk with God? Hi, I'm Steve Douglas for Making Your Life Count, and Dane Ortlund says walking in the Spirit is a key factor to growth in your faith journey.
We find reasons to sort of partly let God's love seep into our heart, to kind of believe it, to halfway believe it, but we feel our messiness and our guilt so much. We kind of go through life thinking, I can't let him love me all the way down. I can't let him embrace me all the way. And so change comes, I believe, only as we, in accordance with the scripture, in studying it, reading it, as we let God love us, as we let him tell us what he says about us, what our status and identity is, what it means to be swept up into his family, adopted as his own.
And Dane says understanding what it truly means to follow God came through the scriptures and the Holy Spirit's guidance.
It's only the gospel and receiving the grace of God as the Holy Spirit within us makes that real to us, Romans 5:5 being poured out into our hearts, that change comes. The Holy Spirit is the person of the Trinity without whom we would never actually experience the heart of God, the love of Christ. The Spirit applies salvation. So the Holy Spirit is the life-giving, animating, nurturing person of the Trinity who lives within us and who opens our eyes and helps us to see and feel and experience the love of God and the heart of God.
Maybe you want to learn how you can live the Spirit-filled life. To learn more about that, go to cru.org.